so long. I've been looking too hard, I've been waiting too long. Sometimes I don't know what I will find. I only know it's a matter of time. When you love someone,
maybe I'm wrong. Won't you tell me if I'm coming on too strong? This heart of mine has been hurt before. This time I wanna be sure.
I've been waiting to come into my life.
I've been waiting for a boy like you and a love that will survive.
I've been
waiting for a boy like you
to come into my life.
Hello. And welcome to episode 6 of
The Glee Project
Podcast, a spinoff of Oral Intensity, a Glee podcast. I'm Dan.
I'm Clara.
And I'm Maria.
And today we're talking about the 5th episode of season 2 entitled
Adaptability.
Alright, so we have no Dylan this week because of work, but we have a very special guest star. Say hello.
Hi.
This is my sister. She's never even listened to a podcast, not Oops. Even one of mine. So she doesn't really know what she's doing, but that's cool. She's a big Glee Project fan.
I watch the Glee Project.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing either.
Well, that's obvious, so.
Oh. Okay.
So Maria's a big fan. She's, like, crazy. She's been watching, like, tons of videos about them online.
It's become a little unhealthy.
So we're just gonna get right into things, because this is probably gonna be a little bit, shorter than usual, because Clara has to get somewhere. And also, I'm sorry we're late this week. July 4th happened. It's not our fault. So...
Also, the video wasn't on...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Hulu.
Frickin'...
Okay. Or Oxygen.
No, but you know what happened? I found out what happened.
What?
And it's really annoying. It's not going to be on for a month until after every
all
episode.
Oh, no, they're doing that again? Yeah. They did that? Do you need Hulu Plus?
I have Hulu Plus.
And not even for you?
Not... They... Okay, so what must have happened is Oxygen realized, hey, all these people are watching on Hulu instead of buying Oxygen. So
yeah.
We are going to... Because it's not Hulu's fault. I'm still pissed at Hulu, but it's Oxygen that's limiting the availability because they want you to pay money for Oxygen. So, you know.
Availability.
So, it just... I pay freaking $8 a month for Hulu Plus. I'm pissed off.
I'm pissed off, too, because I don't have Oxygen and can't get it.
And that was also part of the reason we didn't... We had a podcast yesterday, but we had to wait because we were using an illegal site. We had to wait for it to buffer, and it took a really long...
Did you get in trouble for that?
No, they won't find out. It took a really long time to buffer, so it took us...
Podcast is very popular.
We also have, like, songs at the beginning and end of every episode that we don't have rights to.
Oh.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
But
they can't find us.
Yeah. But, yeah, so it took a really long time to buffer, and then we had to leave, and it's whatever. But let's just get right into the episode.
I had to go to Zumba.
Yeah.
And then I almost fainted.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell you about it later. I almost had a medical emergency during Zumba.
Should have stayed and watched Glee Project.
I know.
Alright, so, first thing I'll get off is, what did you think of the episode as a whole? Did you like this adaptability week?
Yes.
Yeah.
Essentially.
It's nice to have, you know, things go a little bit differently, them have not knowing what's coming. I really love the duet.
Me too. I like that a lot.
That was good.
And I thought it was interesting, you know, that it's the same episode as the pairability. They had 6 people in the bottom 3.
Except, aren't they doing pairability later?
It's not confirmed. Pairability is one of the ones that we don't... There was only one episode left that we don't know what it's called, and we might be pairability. I don't think it will be, because the next week is Romanticality, and it's pretty much the same.
Romanticality, really?
Yeah. I think it's like the 8th episode of Romanticality.
Wait, next week is Romanticality?
No,
next week is
Fearlessness.
Right, alright. Yeah. I was like, wait a second, what are they doing in the pool?
Alright, so let's talk about this week's guest judge/mentor is Kevin McHale, who plays Artie. I mean, is the only reason they gave him adaptability is because he had to adapt to being in a wheelchair when he isn't, I guess that's...
Probably. They said he's good with rolling with the punches.
Yeah, and I'm like, I was like, rolling with the punches, guys, huh? And you're like, what?
Rolling.
Yeah. So yeah, he's interesting. He sort of fits, and he was there last time, so he at least knows what he's doing. He didn't say a whole lot of none of them really say anything that's actually important. He was like, it doesn't matter if you forget the words as long as you, like, feel the emotion. He's like, oh, no one's ever said that before.
You have to say who you're talking
about. Yeah, Eileen.
I think she was just trying to boost his ego because that actually wasn't that groundbreaking of a thing to say.
No, not at all.
Alright, so let's talk about the homework assignment. We had, You Ought to Know, and we're just going to talk about it as a whole right now. So, one of the weird things that they did is I know you've hated this before, Clara, is that they have this whole thing where everybody sings it all the way through and they cut it together.
Yeah.
How do you feel it worked, and how do you feel this song went?
I really don't like it, especially because they often just cut, like, in the middle of a phrase. So, no one's allowed to develop any, like, musical ideas in their singing, so you sort of get an idea of what their tone is like, I guess.
Or if they hit a high note or something.
Yeah, if they hit a high note.
Yeah.
I would almost prefer that they just played the same, like, opening 5 bars for every single person, and you could, like, compare. I don't know.
I agree that for, like, comparison purposes and for, like, hearing good music purposes, that it's better to, like, show them separate.
For entertainment purposes.
Yeah, like, it was funny having Blake in between random points and cutting the way they... Like, the cutting was better than before and some of the other ones, I think.
When did they do it before?
They did it, I think, True Colors, they did it last year.
Oh,
you shouldn't. It was bad. But yeah, I really like the song. And some people did a good job.
It was a good song choice. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't really fit with adaptability, but it worked well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the only thing was that they, like, made them adapt to it because they didn't have words.
That's why it was adapt. Okay.
But, yeah, no, I guess as a song, it's like, well. But, what was I going to say? Oh, one thing we've talked about before that would be really nice is I don't know why they don't release the full versions of each person's thing on, like, Oxygen.com or something.
Yeah, they could easily do that, and I would enjoy watching that more than, like, Michael talking about, like, fire, hot, sex, hot.
Yeah.
The same.
Math is hot.
He didn't even say that in the video, I don't think.
I watched this really funny thing where he was like, I don't really know myself. Oh, it was for individuality, and he was like, I don't really know myself yet. It's hard to know myself. All I really know is that I like math. That's, like, it. I'm only
18.
That's all I can know.
It almost seems like he already is the Glee character, and all they wrote for his character is that he likes math. Like, he's like, I don't know what else I'm supposed to say, because this is all I am right now.
I really don't know anything else about him.
Yeah.
He's kind of just, like, dorky. That's about it.
But,
like,
not even really.
He's supposed to be cute, too, though. He's supposed to be, like, heartthrob, sort of, but not really.
Mm.
Yeah, it's very confusing. Yeah. He doesn't really have a character.
Nope.
But he likes math.
And now he's a cute, nervous kid who's too much in his head.
Yeah, which, I mean, is very similar to Abraham. We don't even know if Abraham likes math.
But we know that Abraham has 2 moms, and he was teased about that, and he's like, he has interiority. Michael.
Interiority.
Yeah, that should be one.
Alright.
Interior ability.
Did Michael say anything stories about himself being bullied or bullied?
No.
He's never acted before, but he's really good at adapting to acting situations.
Yeah. That's something.
That's what they said.
He just can't remember words.
Yeah.
How's he gonna do lines?
Well, it was like Rachel forgetting, you know. It was choking. It wasn't like
bad memory.
Yeah.
Alright, let's talk about the music video. So the premise of this music video is a little bit odd. I like the video. Do we all agree that we like the video?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just that it's, like, the premise, especially when they said the premise out loud, like, when I walked the video, I was like, oh, whatever. But then they're like, the premise is, there are mean rich kids, and you have to become a nice poor kid.
I didn't even look at them as kids. They're dressed like adults.
Yeah.
They're not dressed like rich kids. Rich kids just dress properly.
Yeah. But they're, like, wearing, like, suits.
They were wearing, like, minks.
Yeah.
Yes, Scott Campbell or whatever.
Yeah.
Was not a child.
No, he was not. He was
and Eileen definitely wasn't a child either. Yeah, it was
Blake.
Oh, Blake with his silly shorts. No, but I mean, it just seems like very odd. Like, I didn't even understand, like, why. Like, they didn't show the rich kids actually being bad. It was just, like, very...
Well, they're supposed to look snotty, which they did.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know why you have to... It's just, like, a premise that's very Glee, and it's, like, why do they have to become, like, nice poor kids? Why can't they just become nice rich kids that give to the poor?
Because it's called price tag dance.
I don't know. I thought just the fact that they all were wearing the same thing at the end is like, oh, see, like, clothes don't matter. Mm. You can just, you know, kind of like if you had a school uniform, like, people aren't paying attention to...
See, but I mentioned this last week, because the problem is that we always see the music video the week before, so we sort of retread the same stuff, but I did this last week with Dylan that it had, like, the reverse effect with me, because I was like, wow, Blake looks awesome with that like, haircut and that outfit, and I was like, wow, Mario looks really cool.
Eileen.
Yeah, exactly.
What a cool hat.
Yeah.
But this...
I even like that giant travel mug that, what's-her-face had? Allie had, like, a bejeweled...
Oh, yeah.
giant
travel. Yeah, it's funny. All right, so we can get into the contestants, unless you guys want to say anything more about the video.
I thought we were supposed to say stuff that Kevin said to people.
Oh, yes, good point. Good job. All right, so Kevin McHale had he talked about each person, not the people he thought were important. So he gave Allie the victory, and he just basically...
Not Allie.
Eileen, sorry. I read it as Allie.
Big difference.
Yeah, it is a big difference. He gave Eileen the victory. He really liked her acting during it and thought he owned it.
Yeah.
I mean, I
agree. And she seemed unfazed by the fact that she had to do a solo. I mean, I thought she did well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She adapted. And then Shanna, he thought, you know, she was very entertaining despite the fact that she forgot a lot of the words.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not know the words to this song.
I thought she was great. I really enjoyed her this week. She just really owned it, and, I mean, if she had remembered all the words, I would have given her the homework win, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her voice is so good. It's just so good.
Yeah. Yeah, I just really like Shanna in general.
I kind of wish she was one of the bottom six, so you could have seen her in a duet.
Yeah.
Do something.
I thought the thing that they were going to do to mix it up for this episode at the end were that they were going to identify all the people that did the best and have them do performances. I don't know why.
I thought they were just going to have everyone do them, and then someone who did really well would get eliminated, and I'd be angry. I was sure that was going to happen. Didn't they do that at some point?
When only four people left, they can't do it with 10 people. That'd be a lot of songs.
Yeah, well, with duets,
they could do like little snippets of songs.
I guess they could have just done. They could have done another group homework assignment for Ryan, and then he could have picked.
Oh God, that would be cool. Remember how we gave you those lines to memorize earlier? Well, you still have to know them, because...
So then he said that Allie is usually... Oh, also, there's this whole thing where Allie is, like, really, like excited about Kevin McHale being there, because he, like, always watches to see if he uses his legs. And then he makes this really stupid joke, and she's like,
She's the only one who laughs,
But he says that he's...
That's
kind of
cute, though.
Yeah.
It was funny. And then, he says that she's usually very peppy, but she got to a very intense place.
But we know that she gets into that intense place a lot when she's singing.
Yeah.
So we weren't that stunned.
It's kind of like I think of it as a gross place. She has, like, a very gross expression when she wants to be intense. It's like, I just want to,
It's like a scary movie or something. Yeah. It's a horror film.
He almost always looks either incredibly happy or very disgusted.
Mm-hmm. Or disturbed.
Yeah.
Shocked.
Yeah.
Constipated.
Then Michael, he said, you know, it's great that he made a very clear acting choice of being very intense with it, but that it seemed over the top.
Yep. Yeah. Agreed.
But consistent.
Yeah. I mean, at least he did something. And then Charlie, he liked that he changed the lyrics, which Charlie always does.
Yeah. He also changed the tune,
All right, so we can get into contestants now. I think we're going to do it a little bit differently this week. Usually we wait for
In honor of adapting.
Yeah, we're going to adapt.
You shouldn't have told us that you were going to do that. And then just been like, guys.
I should have started with the final three. because there are you know, six people in the bottom, I mean, they're not in the, actually the bottom three, but there are six people who do last chance performances. We're just going to go through everybody and, like, just talk about how they did in the homework and video, and then we're going to go into the bottom people. So, okay, so we're going to start off with Abraham, and then, so, just, what did you guys think of him overall this episode before he got into the bottom six? So, like, homework and...
we said he was unmemorable in the homework thing, and then... I don't know what happened to his voice. He really did do... It almost seemed so terrible it looked staged in the...
Yeah, I agree.
Like, how... Like, that's not... He's not that bad, so why was he that bad?
Yeah, and it's not like in the other episode where he, like, was, super nervous.
Yeah, no, he just seemed like a spaz.
Maybe he was trying to do something to make himself more... He was just, like, fooling around to see if he could, trying to get something different to make him stand out more. I don't know.
Possible. He was, like, trying to do something vocally different, it sounded
Yeah,
like.
It just failed.
Not working.
I actually take back what I just said about him not being nervous. I think because it said that it was adaptability and he didn't know he was going to sing the whole homework thing, that really freaked him out. Probably. And then he didn't know what the song was in the voice studio until they were at the studio.
That's true. So maybe, that's a big detail.
Yeah,
they didn't even know.
Maybe he usually practices a lot more.
Yeah.
And I feel like him and Blake are probably people that, like, practice makes perfect for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he was put in the bottom, is because of the vocal stuff, I think, mostly. And then Allie, we said, was for the... Well, what did you think of her in the homework?
In the homework?
I mean, you can read what
she was just... No, I remember, but, like, it wasn't that... I don't like her, like, tone, but... Yeah. I didn't really have a super problem with her in the homework, I guess. In the music video, same.
I really hated her in the music video, actually.
I didn't think she was that.
I liked her more in the homework than the video.
Really?
Something with the video, like, when they're, like, all these great people, and then she does her, wah! Like, it just bothered me more, I don't know why.
Exactly.
I don't know. Maybe it might have been the expression she was using in the video that bothered me.
She looked like horrified, but it's not supposed to be about being horrified.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think she was terrible in the homework. You said that
I said she sounded like she was at a karaoke bar.
Yeah.
She is good. She's on key. She hits notes, but she was having them. She, like, I don't know.
You said they were slidey.
They were. She at the end of each of her phrases slid.
Mm-hmm.
Ah. Whoa. Which you can do a couple times, but for effect, but not every single.
Mm. All right, let's talk about Blake.
He didn't seem nervous or enthused. He just seemed kind of there.
Yeah.
He's very, like, laid back. Well, he was until the video shoot when he was freaking out with the dancing. But he was very just like, oh, I'm singing. And they added him in really ridiculously. And so I don't even know if he was terrible or not. He was just kind of there.
Yeah.
And I mean, the only thing I have for him for the video is that he looked cool.
Yeah, I think he acted well, if I remember
correctly. Yeah, no, he did.
Correctly.
Yeah, I remember him...
Oh, and then he was having trouble with the on-the-spot choreography.
Yeah, but it wasn't like showing, you couldn't tell in the video.
No.
Yeah. But remember the thing you were saying in the video? We watched the video.
Yeah, so we watched, they have the, like, individual video thing. Yeah, video blogs, and... He was just talking, like, it was for 4 minutes.
Yeah.
He was mostly talking about, like, I really don't like cold weather. Whenever it's cold, like, I hate it.
I can't adapt to the cold.
I can't adapt to the cold. They made me wear these shorts, and it was really,
really cold.
Apparently. And he was like, if you look in the video, my nose is red, and I'm just uncomfortable, and I hated it.
That's so funny.
And also, because you told us that for sexuality,
yeah.
he like did, like, a 2 minute, like, a 2 second thing.
Yeah.
So he did, like, this really long, drawn-out one that I feel like someone yelled at him. But it's, like, about nothing.
That's funny. He must have been so jealous of the people who were wearing the fur coats.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just don't, like, they're in L.A., I'm pretty sure, so
it
how cold could
get
it have been?
Super cold.
He is, like, a girl. Aw, that's cute.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Nelly.
I liked her outfit.
Mm-hmm. In the video, you mean?
In the video, and I didn't agree with them when they said she blended in. I thought she was adorable and stood out.
Yeah, I think so, too.
He was even in the front. I was looking right at her. Like, I don't.
Yeah, I.
She had a very adorable. When they were all wait, like gesturing for Eileen to come over, she stood out to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what their problem was. Who would you have chosen to be in the
bottom six?
Bottom six, instead of Nelly.
Instead of Nelly, probably Lily. Yeah, Lily.
Yeah, I thought Lily faded in much more than Nelly did. Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And so like. I thought that she just did the, I guess Nelly's vocals better than Lily's, but they're just more interesting to me.
Yeah.
And, I didn't think he was, like, great in the homework, he was just kind of there, but he wasn't, like, noticeably bad in Nelly.
Oh.
In the homework, he was just kind of, like.
Yeah. But same for Lily.
Yeah. And I don't remember if I mentioned this last week or not, the fact that Nelly's skirt magically transforms into pants during the
this
editing.
This really bothers you.
I just thought it was really weird.
You're supposed to suspend your disbelief. It's a video.
It bothered me. No, because they specifically show everybody else, like, having their clothes taken off, and
I don't think I even noticed her in a skirt. How do you know she was...
You know, because she gets up and walks over
you
there.
Can you can see her in a skirt. But, like, what about
Lily
Blake?
Lily was wearing a skirt, too.
Oh, well, I
yeah, and
notice.
What about Blake in his shorts?
I don't know. It just bothered me. I don't know. Alright. So let's talk about Shanna. I just really liked her this week.
Yeah, me too.
I don't usually like her as much. Now I like want her to be in the final people.
Yeah. Well, good.
Yeah.
You're correct.
I'm a crack, baby.
I don't know.
I'm trying to picture a character for her. I just think
vocally he'll add more than most people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's true.
And again, they probably won't write great characters for anybody.
This is true. This is sad but true.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about... So, I mean, yeah, I just...
And everyone talked... All the guest people, all the judges for the homeworks over the weeks, all... I feel like they've all said something to her about her just being enjoyable to watch and listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, she's got star potential, I think,
yeah.
And like
Shanna,
she pops on screen,
sweet, though, too.
But yeah, but also vulnerable. Like I actually feel like she's a sort of, in terms of her performing, she reminds me of Samuel, like level of intensity, but without Samuel's sort of like I'm super cool.
Yeah,
this is a little bit beneath me.
She's pretty humble and just kind of genuine.
Yeah.
Which is kind of why I feel like we haven't, like, she hasn't really been highlighted yet, so we don't know, like, that much of a character for her, because she's just kind of been, like,
I'm
here.
And they play
here.
Up the country thing? Like, the southern...
I don't know if she sings country music.
I think she could sing it.
Yeah, she totally could.
Well, they wanted country people, so maybe that would be good.
Maxfield! Oh, Maxfield's still doing video blogs.
Oh, yeah.
It was, like, 3 weeks later, and he's like, so, sexuality.
And everyone said that confidence was the sexiest thing.
Every single person.
Besides Nelly.
I like originality.
That's...
No, Tyler said passion, too. That was good.
Oh,
that's nice.
I didn't see any Tyler videos. All right, so Lily, I think the overall sentiment is eh.
Yeah.
For this week.
He
wasn't, Blendy. But nothing bad. I mean, yeah. Blendy's better than...
The one thing I remember for her from the video was that the way she ran over to the group from the rich kids was cute. She, like, ran over, like, ah! In her skirt that transformed into pants.
Alright, and then Mario kind of faded during the homework. And then he had trouble in the video. He couldn't really act. And
his vibe was supposed to be...
Girls and money. At one point, I was thinking about starting this podcast by me going, hi, I'm Dan, and my vibe is girls and money.
You should have. It would have thrown us. You would have each had to say what our vibes
are. I think he might have been trying, after he said that, and... Eric was like, okay, so let me see that. I feel like he was maybe sort of trying to interact with one of the girls at the table after that, but he barely did.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
He's probably cold.
Yeah. Poor thing.
And then Charlie.
Money.
I don't even know how to react to Charlie anymore. Because I don't, like, hate him, but he's really annoying.
Charlie is one of the kids who was in high school with you, and he was really awkward, but you also felt like, I need to talk to him anyway because I, like, sort of feel bad, but, and he's nice, but just sort of weird.
And is sometimes funny.
Yeah. Well, he just takes it too far.
Yeah.
Like, the Scott Campbell thing, like, first of all, I'm going to give him props for a good character name. I like that character name. But he was like, it's a funny idea, but when it goes on for 6 hours and, like...
And she's referring to him as a sociopath. Like, what? That has nothing to even do with
Do you think it's because what does he have, Asperger's?
No, he's mild autism.
Oh, mild autism.
Oh, and,
ADHD, I think it was.
I think, it's funny, though, because, like, for ADD, like, you picture someone all over the place, but when he gets on something, he kind of, like, sticks to it and can't get past it.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Which I guess is kind of, like, a different layer of...
Mm. No, he's
he's kind of obsessive-compulsive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is.
Because his compulsion is to, like, be creative.
And he's very controlling.
Yes.
Yeah, interesting. I realized that I skipped Eileen by accident. I don't know. Because Eileen and Allie look exactly, they're, like, right on top of each other. And I just, on our list, I mean. Not in real life. All right, so Eileen, we all agree, is great this week.
Yep.
I mean, I didn't, you guys thought she stood out in the homework more than I did. I just kind of, I mean, I thought her acting, the way she performed it was great, but her singing-wise, I was just like, great.
Yeah.
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 She doesn't, her voice is just kind of, it's very poppy. It's not very versatile.
Yeah.
That's why they should have versatility, like you were saying yesterday.
And have someone, like, have them sing, like, a Broadway show song, and a pop song, and a country song, or, like...
Or just give each of them specifically something that they weren't used to doing.
Yeah.
You know what would be cool is if they had a music video, and it was one of those things where they, like, have a song that Ken gets from song to song to song.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, there's like 20 songs in the music video, and they all have to like, well, I guess they'd each be doing separate things, but they could each be given a part that's like hard for them.
They should do that in like when it's down to four people. Mm.
They could have like Allie do rapping, which would be really awful.
Let's not do that. I want to see Charlie rap. I think that'd be like, it'd be
they
like,
haven't done, did they do, oh yeah, they did Can't Touch This.
And that was
they
last did, year.
Yeah, I know, but they need to do something
And then
like
they
that.
Did Under Pressure.
Oh yeah, and I Says Baby.
Yeah. That was this episode, no, that was next episode. Yeah.
They need to do that.
They need rapping, rapability. Yeah, so and then Eileen, I just think, we just all thought her acting was fantastic in the video. I really loved her acting in that. Job. Yeah, she like, proved to me that she could like, be in like a regular TV show. So,
I don't know if I know that.
I thought she was good.
No, she was.
All right, let's talk about... We talked about Charlie. Well, should we mention Charlie and Eileen?
What about...
They're friends now.
They hugged it out
I bet next week
will
be the one where they get together.
Please, God, let it happen so that then he can be voted off. Because he can't be voted off until that moment happens.
Yep.
We know what happens.
Just like Lily needs to ask for a scene.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll be kicked off until episode 8.
How many episodes?
There are 11.
I wonder when Lily's gonna be in the bottom three again.
In fact, I really...
I think Lily's gonna get out next episode.
Oh, I do too. I really do.
Why?
I had a weird feeling,
because Marissa.
Marissa. Episode 6 is the episode Marissa won the homework and got kicked out. I mean, that doesn't mean anything.
Though she looks like she did a pretty good job.
She does.
I thought she would look like she did a great job in the video.
So maybe she won't.
Maybe Allie, but she's gonna like have struggles. So
yeah, Allie will cry.
Maybe
she'll end up liking her
because
she'll seem like more of a real person.
Maybe.
Right now she seems like a robot, a scary one.
But I just. Part of me still really believes... I mean, I've already been wrong about Tyler getting to the end and Mario getting to the end, but part of me still thinks that both Eileen and Charlie will get to the end so they can do, like, the romance, like...
So they can do the Hunger Games?
Yeah.
The Hunger Games?
The thing of, like, they're, like, the bottom two people, and they're like, we have to go together, or we both...
We both quit! And Ryan's like, I can't have you both quit!
Yeah. But, so, yeah, they have that stupid thing. And, I mean... was it you that said that that scene felt very manufactured?
With the friend?
Yeah.
I think Clara was saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just, basically because they're, like, standing in a corner, and they're filming them, and it's, like...
Yeah, it's just super awkward.
I do truly believe that he likes her.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think any of us believe that she likes him.
Yeah.
I kind of could believe that he just isn't experienced at actually dating and just, like, so doesn't know how to say no, really. And it's like...
Oh, she's kind of a slut.
Yeah, she might just like the attention and be like, whatever.
Also, I mean, they're on TV, so I think, like, no one would know how to actually act in that sort of a situation.
Did you guys see their video?
What video?
Their blog thing?
No,
he was hanging out in his apartment.
They both live in Chicago, right? They all hang out together all the time.
Yeah, Nellie and Michael.
Oh, yeah, their video blog
on a carousel.
And it's adapting, because the backgrounds are always changing.
I think Michael's just like...
Wait, Blake and her?
Michael and Nellie.
They would be cute.
They
no, I like Blake and Nellie.
I like Blake and Nellie better
now.
Okay. Yeah, but in general, like all of them hang out. In fact, they all hang out with the old Glee Project cast too. Like Hannah's hanging out with them all the time, and Lindsay's hanging out with them all the time.
I don't like that.
Also, I have like very little time.
Very little time. All right, Michael in general.
He was good.
He was better this week.
No, he did. He totally, like, pulled himself up. Yeah. And, like, he could have just continued to spiral, especially given this week's theme, and he really, like, picked it up.
Yeah. Okay. I'm not a fan, but, he was fine. Alright, so let's talk about the bottom six.
No, I liked his acting, too, in that.
His acting was good.
His acting is good.
He did fine in the vocal booth. He didn't have any weird problems.
Yeah.
He was good.
Alright, let's talk about bottom six. So, we'll just go the order that they did it. So, it was Blake and Nellie.
They were freaking awesome. They could not have done better.
Best last chance performance ever.
Yeah.
Mad props.
It was just, like, the acting on both sides, awesome. Singing on both sides, awesome.
Adorable.
And then,
like, adorability.
The kiss on the forehead at the end.
Yes, so
that
cute.
That was so cute. Do you think we'll get a Nellie Blake kiss by the end of the show?
No.
Yeah, I don't think it will. Well, someone on Twitter tweeted me, and they're at their, like, because they noticed that, so last week they put Blake and Nellie together, this week they did it, and then next week they did it, and then they're like, do you think that, like, maybe something's actually going on? I was like, you know, maybe something is going on, Nellie's just, like, more of a private person, and doesn't want to, like, ask them to not showcase it.
I'm trying to remember back to the party rockin' thing.
Oh, did they kiss?
Did they kiss?
We need to rewatch it.
They had everyone kissing all over the place, so I'm sure they had her kissing some people.
Did she kiss some? I feel like she might have kissed Michael.
I think she did kiss Michael.
Yeah, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's... the other thing that's weird is, like... The person tweeted me was, like, why aren't they letting them... Like, we haven't heard what they thought, like, either of them think about this yet.
Yeah.
They haven't done any interviews like, what do you think of Blake? Are you so madly in love with him?
Because they're being professional about it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Ryan asked Eileen, who do you think's hot?
That's because that's supposed to be her character. Yeah. That's not his character.
Yeah. But I feel like he could have been like, wow, you guys had great chemistry.
He said something like...
It was like an opera, he said.
Yeah.
And he said, you have to be more fierce. It's not a cakewalk. alright, and then we go on to probably the worst Last Chance performance other than Bryce's ever.
Yeah.
Which is Allie.
No, these boots were made for walking.
That was funny, though.
That's true.
This was legitimately embarrassing. God,
it was cringeworthy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was bad, too. But we have Allie and Abraham, and poor Abraham, like...
I feel like he was trying.
Here's the thing. He was overshadowed by Allie, but only because Allie's so ridiculous and over the top.
Right, I agree. And also the way they like divided it up, it was
that wasn't good in the beginning.
That
was really poor choices on their part.
Yeah.
And then Allie's whole thing was that she was over the top, and they gave her a Katy Perry song and congratulated her for being over the top.
Katy Perry.
The way she says things. The word. It was really, really unbearable. Literally, like, I've seen it too many times. I've seen it three times now.
I couldn't wait for it to be over.
It was really bad. And the fact that Ryan liked it just pissed me off.
Yeah, Ryan.
I think the fewest notes ever.
Yeah.
For the last
year. Well, he did that for everybody, though, because they were going really quickly because they had six people. Because, like, if you pay attention to the one with Mario and Carly's like, that was very good. You guys are talented. I don't know how, blah, blah, blah.
No, I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. He didn't just get a lot of feedback for any of the pairs.
Yeah. Yeah, so then...
I guess it was more about the bottom three that he was supposed to
say. I have, like, 2 more minutes.
Okay, so then we get into this Mario thing, Mario and Carly, and they both... I mean, first they have this little back-and-forth thing because Mario's like, oh, I don't want him to do his thing of changing things, so I can't do that. And then he... But then Mario was kind of like a bitch to Carly, and then... But then they all came together, and it was very sweet, and it was very
yeah,
good.
Yeah, that was impressive. It was... Surprising.
It was a really good performance, and the fact that Ali wasn't in the bottom three...
Yeah.
But Mario and Charlie both...
I really think Mario should have been switched with Allie.
Yeah.
Because it makes sense Charlie's there. It makes sense Abraham's there.
Mm-hmm.
Allie was not.
I just can't get over it. Well, like, I'm
Ryan
just so angry.
Said that was the worst performance of...
No, he said out of the six, yours was the worst. He was talking specifically, you were the worst.
To Abraham.
To Abraham, yeah.
But then he was fine. But then he was safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
Oh, wait, no, but he was in the bottom three.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Mario did get there. Here's the thing. I understand getting rid of Mario. He had trouble with acting. He's had a bad attitude. He's been there more than once.
I was going to say, he's been in the bottom three. Yeah. That's why I thought they were going to... I really thought it was going to be Charlie, because I thought they were going to be like, this is not getting better. He's still not professional. This is just going to continue.
The thing was, he wasn't unprofessional this week. He was just, like, dour. Like...
But he's annoying.
He was dominating and...
Yeah.
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 All right. And I'm sure they might have...
Yeah.
All right, we can keep going without you.
All right. Bye, guys. Thank you for listening.
Bye. Have a good dinner.
I wasn't saying goodbye to you. I was saying goodbye to our loyal listeners.
I was saying goodbye to you.
Bye, Dan. Bye,
bye.
Bye.
Thanks for letting me join you.
All right, so... Bye. All right, so, you know, you actually called that it was going to be Mario and not Abraham. I totally thought it was Abraham.
Based on the reaction, no.
Yeah, I mean, not just the reaction, but, like, I was just like, oh, Abraham did a poor job. I was like, And
I only figured out it was Mario from his reaction.
Would you have rathered Abraham go over Mario?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Because
I feel like that would have been more just.
I really don't know what his character is going to be.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
And Ryan said it was the worst performance. Yeah. Then that's the answer, then.
Yeah, seriously.
You can't say something like that, and then...
Yeah, because it's not like Mario's been... Not like Abraham's been great at acting.
Yeah.
He had trouble during his homework winning thing, yeah. And then
Maybe they just felt like they couldn't have Mario... They couldn't risk Mario being in the bottom three again.
Yeah.
But they did that with Damien, like, a bajillion times.
Yeah, and with Charlie, they're still doing it.
Yeah.
And the thing about Charlie, like, I don't really want him gone, because his singing is great. But, like, he...
I'm over it.
You're over
I'm
it?
I'm over it.
I mean, I think Clara went so far as to say she would have paid money for that Last Chance performance between Mario and Charlie.
Okay, so they can go do their own thing.
Yeah, that's true. No, but here's the thing. So, Mario left...
That goes a long way.
Yeah. Mario left, and, you know, as sad as I am that he's gone, he left on a very high note.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Glee would have handled his character that well, so... I don't know. It was great. I mean, you agree that his final parting words are probably the best thing he said the entire show.
Yeah, that completely redeemed him in every sense. Like,
yeah. The fact that he's like, I feel good. Like, he wasn't like, oh, I shouldn't have gotten
her. I was so afraid when it was him, because I was like, oh, bracing myself. Like, what is he going to say? He's going to say something obnoxious.
Yeah. No, he did
but
great
But he
thing.
Was fabulous.
He really...
And even, I even had a sense that would be the case, because his... You know how they say a little, they have each person as they're walking in to the choir room say something about how they feel. And he was like, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. And I'd like to stay, but if not, then that's the way it's going to be.
He became a role model at the end. You know, he did a great job. All right. So that's pretty much it. What we're going to do, because Maria doesn't know how we usually end out on these things, is I'm just going to quickly go through my litany of like the email and all that stuff. And then we're going to talk about the video. For people who might not want to, because they can leave right after I say those things if they don't want to hear about the video early. So if you want to email us, you can do so at oralintensitypodcast@gmail.com. That's ORAL Intensity Podcast. Please send emails. We haven't gotten an email for the Glee Project one for a while. We got some tweets, though. I guess that's the same thing. And speaking of which, if you want to follow me on Twitter, that's dwhite685. And I've, you know, been tweeting about Glee Project and... putting news and videos and stuff up there if you want. And I also talk about when the podcast is going to come out and stuff like that. So if you want to know, like, why isn't it out yet, that's there. And the blog is theglee project podcast.blogspot.com. I've been putting the little YouTube videos we've been doing on both the blog and the Twitter. So either, if you want to do either or. And then please review us and rate us on iTunes. Pretty, pretty please. We love good reviews. We love constructive criticism, but it would be better to put that in an email. And yeah, that's pretty much it. So now we're just going to talk very quick thoughts about next week's video, which has been released, which is Hit Me With Your Best Shot / One Way or Another. What do you think?
I like the mashup.
Yeah. Did you like the, like the premise, I guess?
I did.
Yeah, it was kind of cool. I mean, everybody did a really good job, I thought. And it seems like Lily is the winner.
Yeah, definitely. And she just seemed to do a good job.
And they put Nellie and Blake together again.
That was great. And except I was Nellie was doing something weird with her tongue a couple times, and it was grossing me out.
Well, I liked when she came out of the water.
That was great. And I liked how his hair was all messed up, like, Yeah. Oh.
And then Michael's like, because they're like going to do like a love triangle thing, because Michael comes and like smashes it in their faces when they're going to kiss.
He does?
Yeah, like, they're like getting really close, and then Michael like slushes.
Oh, yeah,
through.
I didn't notice that it was Michael.
So yeah, I know, it's a really fun video. It's one of my favorites so far.
I think it's mean to put poor Lily in a bathing suit. And I don't know.
Well, here's the thing, like, it's kind of, I mean, it's kind of mean to everybody. All the guys have to be shirtless, and
I know.
I'm sure all the girls felt uncomfortable about
that.
I'm sure they did, yeah. I mean, at least it's, like, that bathing suit and not, like, a bikini.
But I thought Lily, if she was self-conscious, you couldn't tell one bit. She carried herself
She did a great job. I don't know why we said that she'd be kicked off. If she gets kicked off, it has to be about attitude or something. Yeah. Like,
well, because we know that's coming.
Yeah.
We know that she's going to be obnoxious again.
Maybe she'll be kicked off in theatricality. That's next week. The week after.
Although, if she gets so angry, maybe it's because they really are setting her up to fail.
Mm.
The way they did before with the Shania Twain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Alright, so, I mean, I guess that's pretty much it. I feel like there was something I was going to say. I'm trying to think. I can edit this out.
I'm starving.
You're starving. She's starving. Anything? Okay, any last words?
Thank you very much for including me.
Yeah, it was great to have you. Thank you for listening, and see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
I want you to know that I'm happy for you, and I wish the very best. For you both. Did you forget about me, Mr. Two?
Mr. T, I hate to
bug you in the middle of
dinner.
Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure he'd make such an excellent father. Time you speak your name, that I